Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل علينا كتاب عظيم وكان آخر ما نزل من آياته اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام الدين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين يا أيها المسلمون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته والجمعة مبارك أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابيل في كل سنبولة مئات حبة والله نصاعف لما يشاء يضاعف لما يشاء والله وصي عليم صدق الله العظيم الله المعلي has spoken the truth. This is the 261st verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2. And an expression of it is the likeness of those who spend their wealth in Allah's way is as the likeness of a grain which grows 7 ears. In every ear, 100 grains, Allah gives increase manifold to whom He will. Allah is all-embracing and all-knowing. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Alhamdulillah, today we continue on our work of addressing the 5 daruri, those 5 obligations that are necessary for the building. That is, they provide the foundation for ummah, family, intellect, religion, itself, and its property. We're dealing with math for these past couple of weeks, at least about 3 weeks, we're dealing with wealth. There's a wonderful guidance story for what we've chosen today, but I'm not given to address that as much today as delivering what we normally do. And I'm breaking that pattern also. And the pattern that I'm breaking is that I began looking for, okay, well, where is the beginning? This is not that story, but this is a part of it. Okay, so where do I begin with this part of the subject? Because the drive is for us to really, really understand the place that mal or wealth has in the life of us as believers inside of that master project, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ عُمَّةً, let there arise out of you an ummah. And so I search for different pieces that can provide cornerstone commentary for the overall concept. And so there were several things that came through. And so I started looking at this verse, because what I want to tell you today, and it's actually under the title of Responsibly Investing Yourself. Responsibly. You and a million other people, okay. So, responsibly investing yourself. And I want you to separate yourself. The habitual read on that, you know, as communicating human beings, we really don't listen to the whole sentence that a person says to us. There's a pattern that we pick up and we just automatically complete the sentence even before they finish speaking it. And that's how we, as human beings, that's how we communicate, because so many things just follow a regular pattern. But let's not spend a lot of time there. The idea is that when I say responsibly investing yourself, a paradigm that automatically comes up in our mind, I actually had said it this way in the beginning, responsibly investing in yourself. Take in out, and don't make yourself two words, okay? Investing in yourself, investing yourself. Let's go on. So the verse that we read, because I think that many of us don't grasp in a very formal way what is actually happening when we spend of our wealth in the cause of Allah. Literally, do we really know what is actually happening? Footnote, marginal statement that I want you just to add in the background of this. Spirituality is the physics that we have not yet understood. Spirituality is the physics that we have not yet understood. That is, spirituality works just as lawfully as concrete operations in creation. You know, everything that we speak about in terms of matter and mass and all of that, from a scientific empirical point of view, those things apply, but they apply in the abstract from a spiritual point of view, and that's what's not quite understood. What I'm desiring by the grace of Allah, by my intention, is for us to learn how to live in a world where we deal with spirituality just as concretely, actually, really, and factually, the way scientists deal with material reality. And this is one of those things. That is, this idea of responsibly investing yourself. So there's you, and there's yourself. And there's something that you're supposed to do with yourself. And the verse of the Quran, well, it's in the set of verses you hear from me very often, وَنَفْسًا وَمَا سَوَاهَا فَأَلْحَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَهَا مَنْ زَكَاهَا. And without going all into the grammar of it, the point is that the one who causes their soul to grow That's the one that is successful. But we need to know, how do you make your soul grow? There's a part of us that we think we know, but Allah is the one that's revealing the haqq. He's revealing the ilm and the haqq, the science of it and the reality of it. So let's speak to that. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة. صدق الله العظيم. So says the likeness, the similitude, the parable of those ينفقون أموالهم. Those ينفقون, as it's spending. Those who spend أموالهم. Those who spend their wealth. That is whatever you possess that is of value as a resource. And you spend that, yunfiku, you spend that. The likeness of the one who spends their wealth is as a grain. And then it goes on to say more about that grain, but let's just understand who's actually being talked about. What is actually being talked about? The likeness of the one who spends of their wealth. So who's the like, who is it supposed to mirror? Is it mirroring what they are spending, or is it mirroring them? It's mirroring them. So what does it mean? You are the grain. Meantime, you think about, okay, well, if I give a dollar, then it's going to be $700 going to come back, right? No, it's you. Whenever you spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are investing yourself. It's something that you are doing to yourself. Blessed is he that causes it, who's that? Yourself, to grow. How does it grow? It grows by them spending their self, right? So their likeness is that of a grain that grows 7 ears. Why seven? Seven because seven is a symbol of this universal completion, spiritual perfection. Seven, the Isra wa Mi'raj, seven levels. Right, the 23:12-14. When we get to ثم أنشأناهُ خلقاً آخر, that other creature that comes out of all the processes before 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. ثم أنشأناهُ خلقاً آخر. Then out of it another creature. That's seven, as well. How many tawaf do we make around the Kaaba? Seven. Okay. So the idea is to understand that the number itself is speaking about perfection. It's speaking about perfection. So we are perfecting ourselves when we invest ourselves by spending our mal in Allah's way. So you have that seven, and then on each of the seven, you have 100. 7 ears and 100 grain. So that's seven, and 100 is another perfection. Is another perfection. So it's seven and 100 on each one, that's spiritual perfection. To perfect our own self, to perfect our own soul, to perfect our potentials academically, cognitively, neurobiologically. It can be demonstrated that the cognitive capacity of the human being also follows that pattern of one, the first capacity, up to its complete capacity, seven. All right? And so there are perfection that has to happen on each one of those levels, and it happens when you spend your wealth in the way of Allah. A little bit about that story that I said that kind of led me to this, and how what we'll do differently than you've been used to me doing. Looking for the understanding of how you responsibly invest yourself, and what has Allah said to us, which when we understand it, motivates us to invest ourselves. And so there are several verses that came to mind. And as I read, okay, well, just talk about this verse, and then you can end at that verse. Well, no, you can't stop at that verse because that verse connects right there with that verse. Okay, so we'll do exactly, well, look at that. Look at the next one. The next one, it connects with that. I wound up at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah. I started at 261, which is the one we opened with. And then when he said, okay, well, maybe you can do it up to here and stop. Because there's so much stuff in the wings, I'll call it. It's like, man, you got a lot to say about this well. I'm talking about for the whole subject. So I'm just trying to figure out, okay, what are we talking about today? Since we're now cutting our time down to somewhere around 35 minutes. Okay, that's newsflash. I said, okay, well, can you get in that? Said, okay, well, maybe you can just do this. I said, no, you get. So I wound up starting with 261 and ending at 286. I said, now you already know, you ain't going to cover all that. Because inside of this section that I'm speaking of is practically everything that I was considering as an ayah to use as a foundation for a khutbah. I said, okay, there's that one, it's right there, and there's that one, it's right there. And they're all in this same section. So here's what's going to happen, inshallah. As we continue this series, no, we're not going to cover all the verses today. But next week we're going to continue where we stop, and then next week where we stop, and then next week where we stop, until we finish these 286. Not 286, it's only 20, but to verse 286. And as I pass on from where I am right now, 260, Surah Al-Baqarah, 260, the one just before the verse that I read, is the one where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked God, how will the resurrection be? One verse, and then you get the story of the birds training to respond to you, and then they'll come back to you flying, blah, blah, blah. That's actually, wallahi, Allahu a'lam, that's actually like a preface for these 20 verses that I'm talking about. We would have to spend a lot of time, but let it be understood. God is saying, 260 is saying, this is how the resurrection will happen, right? Then he goes on talking about wealth, right? There's more than one kind of wealth, you do understand that, right? Most times we think about money as well, but there's so many different levels of wealth. But these four that can be identified in 260, business, academics, culture, and I'm missing one, religion. Culture, religion, business as well. Culture slash religion is another. Academics, and the other one escapes me right now. MashaAllah, that's kind of rare. But the point is that applying that wealth, applying that idea of wealth to everything that I'm about to continue to read here, you'll resurrect your business life, you'll resurrect your cultural life, you'll resurrect your economic life, you'll resurrect your academic life. So governance, that's what I'm missing. Governance needs to have a resurrection slash politics, governance. Religion, the way we practice religion, and then slash culture because of the intimate connection between culture and religion. Academics needs to be everything, every one of these in our society right now is death ward. They need to be resurrected. Our economics needs to be resurrected. Our governance needs to be resurrected. Our culture slash religion needs to be resurrected. Our academics needs to be resurrected. And when we spend wealth in all those areas and for all those purposes, that's how they're resurrected. But let's walk on, moving on to 262, just continuing as much as we can to speak about spending your wealth in the way of Allah, and how that spending your wealth in the way of Allah is actually spending yourself Yourself is something separate from your body. Your body is your body. But that one that's talking to you right now, that one that is saying, okay, well, what's going on? Let me see. Well, what's meant by that? Who's that talking? That's your soul talking. The body is an agency that serves the soul while we're in this life, right? And blessed is he that causes it to grow. Causing the soul to grow means that you'll have a greater wherewithal to manage your life as you experience it in your body. Let's take something real quick and easy. Like Bilalians, people of African descent living in the Western Hemisphere, some people call them blacks, right? Bilalians, they have to live their life every day in the skin. They have to live their life every day in the skin. And they go to places where some people see the skin and say, ugh. But people in the skin have to live that every day. Sometimes they get abused, refused, cheated, all the rest of what goes along with that. But there's a soul inside of these Bilalian bodies that still has to live, still has to make progress, still has to have a life. What's going to help them? It's the strength of their soul that enables them to get through this life wherein there's a world of people who, when they see their skin, say that they are second-class citizens or they are all the other negative things. So people who have whose soul is in those bodies, they have to come to a state of mind, a disposition, a wisdom that enables them to make progress even in the face of that unjust characterization that is embedded in the culture and society that they live in. Blessed is he that causes it to grow. See, the soul is not a race. The soul is not a race. The soul has in it everything necessary for the establishment of the life of every body. And how many souls? There's only one soul. Blessed is he that causes it to grow. Each of our individual souls, my soul has to be wise enough to help this body get through life, acquire, possess, achieve, accomplish, do all the things that I have to do while I have this from birth to death thing called life. The more wise I am, the more enlightened I am, i.e. my soul, then the better I am, the more capable I am of negotiating life as a Bilalian. I know I'm kind of a little philosophical there, but that's what it takes. So how do you do it? You spend your wealth. Because spending your wealth in the cause of Allah is what grows your soul. 262 says, those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah and follow not up their gifts with reminders of their generosity or with injury, for them their reward is with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. So here God is telling us, this is how you spend your wealth. Don't just think you just give it and don't pay any attention to what's going on inside of you before, during, and after your giving, because it's not just the act of giving that is the totality of the act. The act is your disposition in the giving. And these verses talk about that. These verses talk about that. I will mention one thing from Imam Amr. Imam says, we don't own anything. We don't own anything. Allah owns everything. Bill Cosby, I don't know if y'all jumped off the Bill Cosby bandwagon because of whatever, but mashallah, I did mention his name, so let's go on. That is like he in one of his episodes was the boy Jamal. He wanted to get a shirt like the Michael Jackson, like they were the Jackson 5 at this time. So he had this crazy shirt or whatever. He said, I didn't have no shirt like this. We're rich. Bill Cosby told us, no, we're rich.
you're poor. This is his son, right? And he said, we're rich. No, you ain't rich. We're rich. You're poor. Allah is El Ghani. Allah is the self-sufficient. Allah owns everything. Malik Yawmiddin. He's the owner of everything. We own nothing. We own nothing. It's really important to understand that. Whatever we have, it's because Allah has allowed us to have it most temporarily. And look at the reality. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful reality when you understand it. It's like the values when we talk about money, particularly, the value of our money, where does and when do we experience its value? I'll ask the question again. Where does it and when do we experience the value of our money? You only experience it when you give it away. You only experience the value of the money when you exchange it for something else. Its value is primarily a value of exchanging what you have of wealth, money in this case, to get something that you find more valuable than the money. Because you wouldn't get, if that's not as valuable as the money, why would you give up something for less than the value of that wealth or that money? When God speaks of the believer, he says, they're the ones who exchange the life of this world for the life that comes hereafter. Ah, what a wonderful bargain. It's a bargain. Paradise at a bargain price. Come on now. Giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a way that we invest in not only ourselves, but we invest in our future. In our future that's after this life, which is real. Which is, and see, this is among the many things that we have to question ourselves about. How much do I really believe that there's a reality more certain than this feeling that I'm awake right now? How much do I really believe that when I leave this earth, that I will be awake in another plane more real than what I'm calling reality? How much do I really believe that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, it's better for you if you believe it, because if you don't believe it and you come into this other realm, having not accepted it before you come in, it's too late. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب آمين الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم That's half of the second verse out of the 20 that we were talking about. But what came to mind when I cut off is timeshares. Timeshares. You know how you get these calls, right? And so they want to sell you timeshares. I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea. I'm just saying. You say, okay, this is a place where you can pay on having it available for you at XYZ period of time. But you pay on it. And so when you're ready to, quote, unquote, live in it, have your stay, then you can just go do it, right? And something about that relates to me like preparing your place in the life that comes hereafter. Yes, older people, yeah, we think about that. We think about it a lot. You should, because it's a source of purification. Young people, you don't think about the end of life as much as older people because it just seems so far away. But I think Allah is sending us a message with so many young people passing away in recent months. He's saying, don't think because you're young that you can't die. You can die. And if you are older than 12, 13, if you have passed puberty, then everything I'm saying applies to you. Just like the older one, the 71, 72, 80s, et cetera, when they pass, they're going to be judged for the life they live. You pass after puberty, you're going to be judged by Allah for the life that you lived up to whatever that point was. So investing in that destiny is what happens when you spend up your wealth in the way of Allah. When you spend up your wealth in the way of Allah, basically you're paying, this is my language, right? This is kind of rhetorical. You're kind of like paying your rent, your mortgage for the hereafter. You want a good house to be there for you when you check out of this house. You want to have a good house waiting for you. That's a real analogy. And so these are things that we want to have in mind. Okay, what spoils that? You can be a giver. But if you feel a sense of injury, oh, man, why we got to give? I just gave money. No, it goes on and on. And then the sense of injury and then reminders of your generosity. When you give, but then you're flexing in your giving. And so, yeah, try to figure out a way in a conversation to fit in that you gave something, right? Well, that's reminders of your generosity. What you just did is you spoiled your gift. You just gave something, but the credit with God is from your taqwa. That was what I was thinking of from the imam. Where the imam says, we don't own anything. The only thing we own is our attitude towards it. Just take a minute and think about that. I got a nice car. Okay. You have a nice car. Well, what's your attitude about that car? What attitude does that car generate in you? Does that car make you proud? Does that car make you arrogant? Does that car make you look down on others? Does that car make you compare yourself to others who don't drive that kind of car? Well, doing all that, you are spoiling the benefit on you being hurt by that car. So have the right attitude toward the car. I hasten to remind you, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the prophet, peace be upon him, he asked God to give him a kingdom that would never be matched. That's what he asked for from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted that favor to him. But what was his attitude towards his possession? He says, verily do I love the love of good with a view toward the glory of my Lord. You can have nice things. You can have beautiful things. You can have as much as is possible for you to have in righteousness. Listen, when God says seek with the means that he has made available to you, the life that comes hereafter, which we just talked about, but don't forget your share of this material world. Are there a lot of resources in this world? There's a lot of resources. Mineral resources, different kinds of resources, different kinds of wealth. Okay, well, how much of it is yours? How much of it is yours? Do you know? Or are you excusing yourself from aspiring to acquiring more of it so that it does glorify Allah through you as a believer? That is, I did this with faith in God. I did this by investing from what Allah has loaned to me, and I reinvested it for the sake of Allah, for the building of Ummah. I did that, and that is the spirit and attitude with which and through which you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he grants you. Because what Allah does is that you work for me, Allah. Allah said, you're my employee. You're my employee. And I paid you. You see that paycheck you got? I paid you. You see this resource? I paid you. Now you have to continue as my employee to do your part in giving in this world my right in what I gave you. And then when you do that with gratitude, I'll give you more. This is Allah. See, the question is, the people say, I believe in Allah. Question, do you believe Allah? You can believe in Allah, but do you believe Allah? Allah says wealth is never diminished through charity. Do you believe? If you believe, then that means you will act on that faith. That's also in this set of verses as well, detail. So, brothers and sisters, let us just recognize that giving of our wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving ourself for the sake of Allah. And that giving ourselves is the way that we grow ourselves. And blessed is he that causes it to grow. The blessing is to cause it. So Allah, he's trying us, he's testing us, he's challenging us with what he gives us. Here. Now you know you owe. Deen means debt. So you know you owe. Now, the test is, what are you going to do? Yeah, I'll give it. But do you give it begrudgingly? Or do you give it with purity of heart? Saddaqa. Do you give it with sincerity and purity for the sake of Allah alone and not to be seen? And for and upon the promise that Allah has promised. These are the things that we have to keep in mind. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل الله محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, give us the excellent things in this world and the excellent things in the world to come, and save us from the chastisement of the fire. Amin. Allahumma amin. Wa aqimu salat. La ilaha illallah, Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah, Dawah, Stakim, Yahamakum Allah, Wathabakum Allah, make our roads straight, leave no space between shaitan and divided, so our roads on straight hearts will agree. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ألحاكم تكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترؤونها عين اليقين ثم لا تسألون يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم. تقبل الله. Alhamdulillah, I want to go ahead and invite you as we get the other announcement. Make your sunnahs, don't start conversations on the floor. Join us for the Muslim movement. What's the label on that? The Muslim movement on Saturday mornings. Come on, man. The Muslim movement class right out here. Do you do something every week? I'm talking to myself, but I'm... Muslim is the mirror of his brother, right? See how you look? No, look. So when we're out there, it's like if you are not spending time with some kind of movement designed to contribute to your exercising, hey, this is a perfect facilitation for you to say, well, look, I know at least I put in an hour. And it's not hard, sweat and work. It's going to be a long time before we get where our brother is right here. But we're headed that way, man, believe it or not. So... come on out. So that's at 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock right out there. Kiyama and also Ibrahim. Very, very wonderful session. All right. Real quick. Birthdays. Abdul Wahid Taha. Alhamdulillah. Papa Beanpa. Happy birthday to him. Da'iya Salahuddin. Alhamdulillah. Who's traveling to Texas or in Texas right now, I believe. And Isabella Coffee. I saw her somewhere in here. Alhamdulillah, may Allah continue to bless you with many, many more blessed days. Meshawarthin's yard sale, if enough people have reserved tables, yes, there will be. You have to contact Yolanda, 510-504-2672 for that. And we pray for all the sick and recovering believers. Seems there's progress still being made on Imam Al-Amin's launch good. That's a wonderful opportunity that we all have to make a contribution to that. Beyond that, see, Juma's over now, so I didn't. Blah! Hold up your hand, B. B just graduated from Cal State Santa Barbara, Northridge. Takbir! 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 Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Good stuff, good stuff. We have any others? I think Fatima, your sister, she hasn't had her first year yet. Is that she's ending up this year? And you're still working towards when you coming out? Next year? You kind of casual about it. Right? You can wait. We've seen him grow all the way up. Now, this youngster right here, this is ready to, this is Jadid Ward, who is it? Huh? Sajjad, alhamdulillah. You're not the soccer player, are you? You are the, I'm talking about on that level. There's people right here. This is our brother Katrell's grandson, right? Alhamdulillah. Ahlan, welcome. I recognize you when you came in. Alhamdulillah. Wonderful. Good to see you. All right. Okay, so that's it. I don't have any others. We had the 50th wedding anniversary. We announced that last week. But they're still on the honeymoon, so it's good. Okay. Assalamu alaikum, y'all. How's it going? So you ain't got it? Oh, okay, okay. Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm going to make a burp, though.